Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Gossip Gaze podcast with me, Tanny Beard.
And me, DJ Billy Andrew.
It's been weeks.
Months, it's been years, darling.
Mum, did you just call me mum?
I said months.
This is two queers in your ears talking all things from our communal.
LGBT.
Yeah, sharing our wildest confessions, hookup horrors and dilemmas from you, the listener. Anything from, are you ready for this week's little anything from?
Yeah, go on.
Gay maths.
Ooh.
To dating a man-child.
Me, I'm a man-child.
It's all here, it's all queer. And it's coming up on today's Gossip Gaze podcast. How are you, Billy?
Billy Andrew. I'm amazing. I felt like us two, because we had Logan and Bailey on last week. Then I wasn't here for Ella, who was amazing.
Yeah.
We've not been behind these mics together
behind
in ages.
The whole gang's back together again.
Woo.
Sam's here.
Yes.
Hi, Sam.
Hello.
We'll get to you in a minute.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm taking all my anger out on the Tories on you today, by the way, Sam, because I'm pissed off that Nigel Farage is in the jungle.
In the jungle. And is the person who won Big Brother a Tory?
Oh, I don't think he is,
unconfirmed.
Really.
Unconfirmed.
Unconfirmed Tory.
Tory vibes, though.
Tory vibes, darling.
Tory vibes.
Him and Henry in that hot tub on Big Brother was giving Tory soup. If anyone saw on Late in Life, I got a bit of shit for that. But I actually got a really good reaction. While we're on Big Brother, what did you think of the series?
I was sceptical. I am the biggest Big Brother fan in the entire world. When I was a kid, I lived for Big Brother coming every year.
Did you used to act out? Oh, do you remember we used to act out? Remember in the first episode we ever did of this, and you told a story when you were in the garden of your mum's?
Oh,
you
my
got
God.
Tennis rackets and pretended you were in the Big Brother audience.
So when I was a kid, Nadia just won Big Brother, and then in the papers the next day, it was all over the news, Nadia won. So I cut out bits of Nadia, stuck him to a tennis racket and went outside and pretended I was in the audience when Nadia won.
On
I had a face on, on my own.
Like, imagine the neighbour looking out and seeing that. Look at that little gay kid there, and you're like that. Nadia, in the fucking...
Honest to God, that's how obsessed I was with Big Brother, yeah. And this season, I think, did it justice. ITV have put their own spin on it. The only thing I don't like is...
Please don't swear.
I love that. It's always the same Big Brother voice. And I don't like that. Sometimes it used to be like a female voice. It was just whoever was the producer in that day was Big Brother. And I kind of miss the like different voices of Big Brother, I guess.
Wow. Yeah? God, that is some nerd
take that
trivia,
ITV.
Girl.
Take that,
but
ITV.
I think, we know from when we were on set, because you came with me on set.
And thank you for that, by the way. I was fangirling inside. I was shaking a little bit at one point.
We took you around to the outdoor bit.
I went up the stairs.
Yeah. Of the actual Big Brother entrance.
Got me picture there. It was
you were
fab.
Like pink sunglasses. She had pink sunglasses on, pink jacket. She was like on ultimate fan experience.
It was amazing.
Like,
yeah,
you
I loved it.
Just won on Tombola.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know what? It was everything I wanted and more. Like, we saw people watching the house like all the time. What else did we see? We saw Henry getting the puppy live while you were getting ready.
Yeah,
I was watching that on a camera. It was fab. Yeah. I loved it.
It's a fab show. I think it'll do well on ITV. It had fab viewing figures.
I wonder if it'll go to ITV.
So the new Celebrity Big Brother, allegedly,
rumours
are might be on ITV.
Oh, yeah.
Which would be camp.
Fab.
Bring it back.
While we're on Big Brother, what was it like doing Late and Live again?
I love doing Late and Live. I love doing a bit of live telly. Not yeah. like I'm like, pure do it all the time. I love doing live telly all the time. it's just quite exciting and like, you yeah. know... I love doing like anything live, live theatre, live shows, live tours. But when it's telly, like, you know there's a lot of people at home.
I also feel like, is it harder because you don't see the audience at home, I guess? Or do you find it easier?
As long as I've got some kind of audience in the room to react.
Like Late and Live, yeah,
like even when
that.
I film Drag Race, if I can get the cameramen laughing, then I think, right, well, the audience at home are laughing.
Okay, got you.
So if the audience in the studio are laughing, then hopefully the audience at home are laughing. That's my thing in my mind.
Yeah.
Makes it a bit easier.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, I loved it. Absolutely loved it. And also, can I just say, we did a thing on the Gossip Gaze. I don't know the results. Do you know the results?
I've got the results.
I don't know the results.
I don't. We did a who would be voted out first of Big Brother if me and you went in.
I think it's going to be me.
I think it'll be me.
What makes you say that?
Because when I looked, I was losing, but that was like when it first went up.
Yeah, but that's because I sent it to Kai, my boyfriend, and was like,
and said, vote Billy
off now, quick.
Yeah, but only because I knew
Morgan would vote me off.
See, I voted for you 3 times via other people, so we should really deduct those from
I did vote for Danny. I do think you get evicted first. Ready for the results?
I'm ready.
Give me the results.
Right, can we have a drum roll?
Yeah.
It's quite close. It is 40-60% either way.
I'm out. Give us your best AJ impression.
AJ. Oh, I don't have to.
Please don't swear.
I don't think I could do an AJ, but I could say, Billy, you have been evicted. Oh. Please leave the Gossip Gaze studio.
It was close, though. It was close.
It wasn't close.
Did you see the result for Jordan winning?
I clearly won then. Yeah.
It was like...
By a landslide.
It was by a landslide.
But I'm not being funny. Thanks, by the way, Sam. I also feel like I was like, yin run to win run, mate.
So was I, and so was my echo chamber of social media. But so I was like, she's going to win, and we were sat at yours watching it. And when she got evicted, we... audibly gasped.
We all went, boo!
Yeah, gay gasp.
It was another Trish moment.
Honest to God.
Best telly I've been watching in years.
Love it. Proper nostalgic vibes.
Oh, yeah. Loved it all. Do you know what? Before we move on with the show, I have to be honest.
Uh-huh.
You missed out last night.
Yes, so I didn't go sit by Nicola last night because we had to pick Morgan's mum up from the train station, which I promised her weeks ago that we would do.
Well, I hope while you were in a cold car, you realised that my 6 courses of street food with the wine pairing was Ooh. Fucking stunning.
Oh, it was sloshed. Sloshed?
Sloshed. I was pissed when I left.
Oh, my God.
But also, I think it's quite reasonable for the amount you get. It's not like a really expensive, horrible place. Am I out of touch here?
No, I think if you do it without the wine pairing, I think it's like 40 quid.
39 quid.
But are the portions small?
Yeah, but 6 fucking courses.
Did you feel
fun? I'm not going to lie, halfway through, Kai was like, should we get McDonald's on the way home? I was like, just wait.
I've heard about this. I've heard, like, the fat gals out there. Me.
Yeah.
it wouldn't be enough food for, like, I'd have to have something to eat on the way home, maybe.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
And I wasn't on a Zempic, but...
Right.
I was on a day off.
Okay, got you. So tell me about it.
Stunning street food. My first course was my favourite. It was like this dumpling in like this soup.
Right.
Stunning.
Gorgeous.
Meat.
Yeah.
The whole thing was stunning. Stunning. And also, the first ever meal I've ever seen. Anyone at home with anyone that's a bit of a fussy eater?
I'm so glad I'm not in this scenario.
Now, Kyle listened to this and really killed me for saying it, but I'm like, try it.
Yeah.
He's like, I know I don't like it. I'm like, try it again. You've got to try it 7 times and then you might like it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And actually, yeah, everything. The mushrooms, the fish.
I know somebody.
I loved it. So thanks, 6 by Nico.
I know somebody, they listen to this podcast. You know Josh from The Trains?
Yeah.
He's a fussy eater, but he goes to 6 by Nico and he says it's stunning every time. So maybe it's like a fussy eater place to explore.
Gossip Gaze top tip of the week. God, we're so out of touch. We'll be voting Tory next week. Everyone that's struggling at home with the cost of living, if you're a fussy eater, don't worry about putting your heating on this week.
Go to 6 by Nico.
Yeah. And you'll be warm off the wine pairing. I enjoyed all the wines as well.
Did they explain the food as they put it down? Like, this is this and that is that.
But I always think, do they know what they're really saying?
Do they
really know? When the girl's like, so if you put... we had this really mank girl serving us. She was really nice.
Right.
2 gays on the next table, by the way.
Yeah.
Sat down. And you know, when people, this is something that I think everyone should remember. You know, if you're talking on a table, normally me and you are talking, yeah, and then all of a sudden you go really quiet and you start going,
mm-hmm,
and then all your eyes go onto this table, it's clear you're talking. Do you know what I mean? It's of clear course. You're talking about. So I like clock go like that and I can hear them going, yeah, and I thought, great, I can't get fucking stoned in between these courses.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Can I say that on here? I've said it.
Stoned has many different meanings.
Yeah.
You couldn't get pouted with rocks between courses.
Okay. Yes.
Which I wouldn't advise anyway.
Girl, I'm going to get rocks. Pelted tonight.
If you want to become a gossip goddess, get in touch and share your biggest confessions, your dirty dilemmas, your funny stories or anything else, camp, crazy or cuckoo, you can get in touch by emailing us letters@gossipgazepod.com, yeah, DM us on Instagram @gossipgazepod, and you can even get in touch via WhatsApp. Send voice notes. I think we've got some today. Very excited.
Do you know what? I think we go through phases where when a couple of people start sending voice notes and then the other people hear it and go, oh, I'm going to send my voice now.
Yes.
Oh, that's what I was saying about Six by Nico.
Go on.
Do they really know what they're saying?
Because
I had this proper mank girl and she was like, so when you, the top notes, what you'll get on your nose is caramel. And then when on the back of your palate, you'll get some wild strawberries.
Right.
Summer days. I was like that, yeah. I was sipping the red wine. Guy went, ooh, I'm getting notes of a hangover tomorrow. But can you tell wine when people say shit like that?
What? No, can
top
I
top notes of cedar wood?
No.
Can you, Sam will, I bet. Can you?
I don't want to have this response. Let's move on.
It's a Tory palate thing, isn't it? When you get a silver spoon put on your tongue as a kid, maybe you can taste all these fucking notes. And she was like that as well. So this wine's got turpentine in it, or whatever they're called. And this will help break up the fatty acids and
where's
the fat
from
the next, I don't know.
Do not slur, it sounds like.
Yeah, like, she was like from Bolton or something.
Yeah, right.
She was really cool. They call them servers now.
Sure of her.
Not waitress or waiter.
Yeah.
So I always thought server was a bit rude.
No, servers are... Yeah.
Serve the word. Anyway.
Yeah, send us stuff. Is what I was trying to say.
Head over to this episode's description to find out more. Perfect. This is all over the shop. Perfect. Thank you. Welcome back. Good old-fashioned Gossip Gaze today. We'll be back straight after this with all of your confessions. But first...
Mm.
Are you loving the gossip?
Yeah, baby.
Are you cuckoo over the confessions?
Ooh.
Are you gagging over the gossip? Do you get turned on by the trauma? Well, if you do, make sure that you're spreading the gossip with your besties, fellow queens and allies.
Yes.
And tell them to listen to the Gossip Gaze.
Yeah.
Spread the love by spreading the podcast. Share this episode on WhatsApp now. We'll give you a few moments. We know you're not going to, but just humour us.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Woohoo.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Gossip.
Welcome back. Are we still talking about Virgin and stuff in the sky? I've seen people, by the way, tagged us.
Tagged us in what?
Saying, oh, yeah. I'm on my Virgin holidays. Thanks, Gossip Gays. So, you know.
Oh, really?
Any brands out there listening, we've got a bit of pull. But anyway, we got a few homosexuals flying.
Fab, how exciting. Mm. You know,
influential.
Something else. Influencers. Can I say, after I spoke about my Virgin cruise, people booked them. I feel like
you should get a commission.
I feel like I should let them know.
I think you should have a Billy 20 discount code to get 20 free
whatever
mince pies in the mince pie shop on board. They've got a shop for everything on there, haven't they?
They've got a shop for
everything.
I'm
definitely going to come. I'm in talks with Virgin.
Oh, I think you should come.
When I say I'm in talks with Virgin, that means I'm going to try and come for free.
You're in talk with Billy.
Talking about being out of God, what an out of touch episode. Six by Nico, free cruises. Gone are the days when we're sat on my couch farting. But hey-ho, we roll.
We do.
We are getting older. We should have a few nicer things as we get older now.
100%. I find as you get older, you don't want to go out and party. You want the nicer things in life.
100%. I'm so done with it.
Yeah. So boring as hell. I remember when I used to walk on Canal Street in my 20s, I used to thought it was like Las Vegas. It was like the lights, the stars.
Oh my God.
I used to think it was fab. Don't get me wrong, Canal Street, I love it. It's where I work. It's amazing. But I don't get that same feeling as I did in my 20s or urge to go out every night like I did. It's just age, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so too. Mm. Sam.
Hello.
Sam, we've been asking people for their dirty confessions, questions, gossip. Either of your own stories or gossip you've heard secondhand, the wilder the better. And by the way, people, it don't need to be sex stories. I know we talk a lot about sex, don't we?
And we do.
Cock and...
And we've had a lot of people get in touch with questions for us over the last couple of weeks. So we thought today, we're back.
Yeah.
Let's do some questions. Oh, the Q&A. Ooh. Yeah. I'm back. Let's do some share questions. Let's share together some questions. Vocoder. So, I'm going to put the headphones on for this bit.
You should have done that for your Snatch game. That was really funny.
What?
That share. Ben, yeah. Fuck it out.
Vocoder. Let's,
So look, we've got three stories. You ready for your first one? Because very exciting. This is a voice note.
Woo!
A voice note question. So, we've been asking for pronouns whenever we get questions in. So this is from Anonymous, I can tell you that. Their pronouns are she, her.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, all we really need to do is listen to the voice note.
Perfect. Well, at least we don't have to listen to you, so come on. I'm joking, Sam.
Hello, Danny, darling. I need your advice. Also, you're amazing and I love you.
Not you guys, then.
So, I've been with my partner 3 years and he's a bit of a man child, a bit of a mummy's boy. He likes to be looked after, like... silly things like he won't get out of bed to go get a drink. He'll make me do it. He'll make me make him miss food or make me pick up his socks off the floor, things like that. So it's getting on my wig. He also spends a lot of time on his phone, on TikTok. Everyone loves TikTok, but don't TikTok with me, do you know what I mean? Like, we're out for a meal and he's on TikTok. It's just like, it's our time. Look at me, talk to me, engage with me. So I'm just wondering, is there anything I could say to change his ways or can you not change a man? Thank you.
Who now, is this queen?
Hang on, just before we carry on, because actually that's not the end of it.
What?
She got back in touch to do an extra little
is
message.
Is she safe and well?
Yeah. Think
I hope so.
She
can we just
up?
Say before we go on, what's this? Say no. There's a simple two-letter word, darling, for you. N-O. Do you want a drink? Well, you'll die a fucking first station. Is first station a thing?
I don't know. What's first? That?
Like dehydration.
Dehydration is the word.
Well, I'm coining a new phrase.
Thirstation.
He'll be dying of thirstation before I got up and got him a drink.
A new bar you're opening. Thirstation.
Thirstation. Oh, I like it.
Let's go down to Thirstation tonight.
Before you carry on, she got back in touch just to follow up and say, I also want to move out with him and rent a place together, but he's not overly interested. He keeps talking about when he has money next year, he'll buy somewhere on his own. Feels like I'm being held back. I'm 28, he's 30. I don't want to live at home anymore. It's such an ick. I'm now thinking about making the jump to rent on my own.
I think on that rent into your own thing, if he's not ready then, and you feel like you are, and you're financially able to, then do it. I don't see an issue you doing that by yourself, and then maybe later down the line he can move in with you, so that's that squashed. If you really want to move out and you're able to do so, get your own place, do it.
Listen here, darling, this ain't never going to work.
What do you mean?
I'm saying jib him. Jib him.
I'm not saying jib him. There's no way.
I'm saying jib him because he's never going to change. If this is an issue now and you don't even live together.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not trying to act like fucking relationship messiah, but I'm honestly the happiest I've been in years, and we both make each other happy, and we set a lot of boundaries when we first got together, and we spoke about that. We like made an effort to speak about our issues.
Yeah.
No, I am actually absolutely with Danny. Bin him off. Absolutely bin him off. People keep doing this, right? They'll write in and be like, oh my God, my boyfriend's a piece of shit. I hate him. He sucks. There's no positive elements to him. Yeah. Should I be with him?
The thing is, we've not heard any positive here, so we're just going off the negative. And if this is how it is,
I feel like
then you do need to get rid and get somebody else. Just move out, live your life, be single for a bit.
Or this is how it is. You need to set some boundaries. Yeah. And just say, listen, next time he's in bed and won't get himself a drink, you just say, listen, I don't want to get totally deep here, but it's actually starting to become an issue, this, and a pattern that I'm not really happy with.
Mm. Yeah.
It started off with me just getting you a drink, and now you won't pick your socks up.
Yeah, the whole picking the socks up.
And just say, like, listen. Yeah. And also, I want to be honest with you. If you're in a relationship, it's give and take. You both should make each other feel the exact same way.
Yeah.
You both should be at the same place. Like, I get you, not everyone's at the same place at the same time, but it feels like I think it's a masculine thing, this, where they can kind of stay a bit in control. You're right. The one that wants to move in. He's not ready. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like if I'm with you, move out on your own and just say, well, I am ready. And if you're not ready to make it more serious, then time's a ticking.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to explore other options.
It feels like the ball is in his court, if there was a ball. Do you know what I mean? If there was a ball, it's in his court.
There was a ball, darling. The category he'd be walking in is control. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. And I think there needs to be, the ball needs to be in the middle.
Yeah, or on your chin while he's gacking you with it. But either wherever the balls are,
yeah,
needs to be equally shared.
Put your foot down, darling. Put your fucking foot down and say, no, I'm not picking up your socks. And
by
the way,
I'm
moving out.
Leave all the crusty socks around the bed until you've got no socks to wear.
Yeah. Also, I feel like, is he living in his parents' house as well?
Sounds like it.
It sounds like it. So,
but at the same time, you know, I do like to look after my boyfriend and do things for him. I love cooking more, but that's only because I'm a bit controlling and I don't want a messy kitchen.
Oh, but you're not picking up his socks around the flat, are you?
No, but then to be fair, he does a lot of my washing.
He is a washer. Yeah, but there is like tit for tat stuff. Like, I'll do certain stuff more and he'll do certain stuff, and that's just how it is. But it's not even here.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I think that's the issue.
Yeah,
well, good
sure.
luck to you, love. I don't know your name. I just know you were she/her. Sending lots
of
love.
Well, listen to this, she/her. You better get she/her and get fucking wham bam and thank you, mams, in your own new solo flat.
Fab. Yes. City Live
question. Next, I love questions.
You are. So we've got another very important question, actually.
Go on.
So, Gossip Gays team. After breaking up with my partner over 4 years, one of the things that's brought me so much joy and laughter is yourselves. So first of all, a massive thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. So this is where the letter kind of like really gets into it. So post-monogamy, I recently returned to the fresh hell that is Grindr.
Oh God, it is hell on there.
I noticed a lot of profiles describing themselves as hung. I suspect the term is thrown around liberally with a few using gay maths, adding extra, to calculate the cock. After only ever having compliments myself, how big have you got to be before you can officially sell yourself as hung? And this is also a non, this is also from a he, him. We are being asked to quantify hung.
Anything over 9 inches is hung for me. Innit?
You can get a hung 8. You can get one that's 8.
It depends if there's girth on it. It needs to be fat. It needs to be able to wear a Rolex Submariner and tight round the base.
Yeah.
And here's the thing.
The watch is available. I'm sounding very out of touch today.
I do think gay maths is looking at centimetres and just saying it's an inch. I know a lot of people that say like, oh, 6-7 centimeters, and it's centimeters.
What pisses me off on Grindr, it's like the weather report at fucking Christmas, innit? We're always fucking promised fucking 15 inches of snow and we're lucky if there's two.
Yeah.
That's Grindr. Grindr's Christmas disappointment all year round. Don't start. I'm not a size queen.
Liar.
She's a liar.
Why are gays obsessed with size?
Do you know, I think it's porn. I think we're conditioned to like that size.
I always send, do you do this when you would? Does anyone in the room do this? Do you send porn to your partner?
No.
Okay.
So let's talk more about
everyone
that.
Everyone said no. Well,
what
always,
are you sending that like, hey, can we try this later?
If I see...
Or if I'm scrolling,
yeah, cinematic. Cinematic.
You're like, oh my God, like if you cried.
Yeah. Not in front of my salad. if I see some porn that either I like or I know my partner will like, I'll send him it. Okay. No, and I see it, but I see it when I'm scrolling on Twitter, my Twitter.
Right, so then you send him the thing?
Well, I'll just send him the link.
Right.
I normally just send
out
memes.
If I see something I know he's into,
right,
I'll go, oh, he'll like that.
Fair.
I'll send him it.
Well,
that's nice. What's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with it. I just don't do it personally.
But anyway, most of them have, one of the other doormen that works with him said, because apparently he sees and said, all the videos you two send each other, they've all got massive dicks.
Yeah.
He said that.
That's what I mean. I also feel like we need a term for like girth and hung because you can't. Sometimes people say hung. They can just have a big fat cock, but it's little. Do you know what I mean?
Chode. What, a chode?
You're on about a chode.
I don't want to say the term chode. I think it's derogatory.
Why?
But you just said you wanted a term for exactly that.
Oh, it is chode. But I feel like we've used chode in like nasty terms.
Chode. Yeah, but that's only because you got called a chode in school.
Exactly. And it's not fair.
You're basically saying we need a word that means chode but sexy.
Yeah.
You said chode but make it hot. It's giving chode but hot.
Billy, if you just want to reclaim the word chode, just reclaim the word chode.
We're doing it here right now. Right here, right now on Gossip Days.
Guys, what are you saying then?
So to answer this person's question, I did what I always do, and I tried to research and I tried to get facts to it.
Right, so what is hung?
So we spoke a lot about cock size over the years on this podcast. We know
too many times.
Too many times. We know that like average dick size is actually in the UK less 6.5. Than 6 inches.
Oh,
no, average.
Oh, it's changed.
You're being
now.
Centimeters.
No, I'm not. Inches. Well, it's gone down. It used to be 6 inches, I was told.
That was always slightly off. It's like it's 5.5 in the UK and Ireland, all that.
I think it sounds like someone's making the fucking figures match themselves. just so that they don't feel bad here.
But no, according to the internet, so if you're 6 inches, you're just above average.
Okay.
1 in 100 men actually have a penis that's between 7 and 8. 1 in 100. Not as many people on...
Our Gen Z audio engineer's eyes are going all over the shop here. Like, he's thinking, like, does this correlate to me?
So
I'm the same. I'm well below average then.
Below average?
When it's flop, yeah. It's like a walnut whip, mate.
Oh, no, we're talking like...
Yeah, they're
it's
not...
like a fucking volivant. No. And if it's cold outside, I would have had to turn my nose up at it and a fucking Christmas scratch.
I don't think when they were doing these studies, they were getting people out in the middle of winter outdoors and but then taking
I'm
it.
Just saying, I'm flat, mine's like a pig snout.
Anyway.
And I'm just saying that all out there for me growers and not showers out there, just to feel normal. You know what I mean? Normalise the small dicks.
You chode. Reclaim chode. Reclaim chode.
I don't need to reclaim it, girl. I don't know why I keep doing girl.
I know.
But I find it funny. It comes from Trinity.
Trinity
the talk.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why me and Viv were talking, but anyway, carry on. Oh, I sound like Jombas today. Do you want to drop any more names?
I know, yeah.
Carry on.
No, that's it.
So what's the average, sorry?
In the UK, 5.5.
Well, I am above average, then.
So if we're saying...
So I think most people above... Well, no, it's not most people above average.
Well, not most people, it wouldn't be fucking average, Sam. But I'm probably doing gay maths. I'm probably not.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Being real, when was the last time you got a ruler out and measured your knob? Because I've not since I was about 15.
And like, where did you measure
and
from?
And I've got fatter from that since then, so I've probably got half the size.
But I was pushing that ruler down, like, trying to get more. No. I was like, it can't be that.
People on Grindr are like, oh, I've got fucking 13-inch cocks.
Yeah, where getting are you a measuring it tape from? And whipping it around the leg.
Exactly. Pushing
isn't
it further back.
Isn't it kind of obvious
actually,
where you would measure
it? Where do you measure it from? The base of the shaft?
Yeah, where else would you measure it from?
Right up the back. Like that.
If you're shoving the ruler up your ass, yeah, it does not count. Oh, wow, a meter stick.
Wow. My love.
I'm going to say, because apparently the authentic 7 to 8 inches are 1 in 100. I would say that would count as a hung cock.
Okay.
According to science.
Officially.
And why do we say hung?
Because it hangs.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. And there you go. Didn't need to research that one.
Wow.
Oh, well.
Should we do something new every day? So what was the question that they asked?
The question was, how big do you have to be before you can sell yourself as hung? Right. I think if you're in the
sixes. Let's go for an over eight.
An over eight?
Over eight and above.
I think over seven. If you're six, you have...
Over seven?
No, it's not hung. No, it's just like bigger.
It's big, okay.
Because, yeah, if it's like a twig.
Oh, so we're not saying like just big. It's hung.
Hung is an energy. Okay, guys? Hung is not just big. Hung is an energy. Yeah. It's the way you use a hung member. Right.
Also...
So we're saying, like, if you're emotionally unavailable, you can be hung.
Potentially. Hung is girth. It's length. Yes. It's a way of using it.
You can almost smell it through the trousers.
You don't want an ET finger. You can. You can smell a hung cock.
You can. A mile
People
off.
Give off hung energy.
They do, and when you know,
and when
you
it's
know.
Mixed with another energy, hung daddy energy.
Woo!
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh hung rugby God. Man energy. Woo! Do you know what I mean? Hung just finished the gym in gym shorts. Woo!
Oh
do you know
my
what
God.
I mean?
We love it.
But if you like,
so say you can't be hung if you don't have a hobby. It's kind of what
no,
you're getting.
No. You can be.
You can't be hung nervous. No hung nervous around me, please. Okay.
No, don't be hung and nervous. It's like, oh God, it's like a wild horse. That, yeah. Isn't it?
So no one is going to pick up.
It's beautiful, but you might kick me, girl. Yeah. I just say on a completely side note, I am terrified of horses.
On a side note, I am hung as fuck.
Yeah, no. You once had a scary experience with a horse.
Many horses.
Yeah.
And I swear they can communicate.
Oh, you shouldn't be going near them like that, Danny.
No. I was in a stable once. I was in a stable one day, basically long and short of it. A gust of wind came and blew one of the doors. Well, a horse kicked one door open, another horse
they
spoke
were spooked.
To it. Oh. There were 10 horses spooked, doors flying open, I don't know what you call a horse when they chain its face up, but the fucking faces weren't chained up. They were bashing and kicking.
Oh my God.
Honestly, I felt like I was on the front line of a Roman war.
You could have been crushed, actually.
Killed. That,
yeah.
And crushed.
Yeah. Dangerous.
Collarbone. When people break bones on horses, it's not like I broke my wrist.
No, it's back.
It's like I broke my fibra hernia. Bones you don't even know you've got.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like within, you can't even strap these bones up that you break with a horse.
No.
You can't put a cast on a fucking...
Mm. On a back.
A rib.
No,
a back,
oh, right, yeah.
You know, what's that in your collarbone? You've got about 100 bones in there.
Yeah.
You break
scary
that, you
stuff.
They're scary. Anyway, back to cock.
And that's why you need to be careful around hung
anyway,
cocks.
Yeah, thank you. That was a really long
you
segment.
Can break your collarbone. Should we go for one last story?
Yeah, I've been on this show
so
about 10 hours.
Nice and short one. Also a question. Dear Danny, Billy and Sam, I'm a massive fan of the pod and I'm looking for some advice. How do I come to terms with not being desirable? I'm 19 and I am a bigger guy. How do I come to terms with the fact that I'm not what men want in a partner? I love the way I look. I don't want to change, but I want to find Mr. Right. Any tips? This is from Jackie. This
you are desirable.
Yeah, this makes me sad. You are
I've
desirable.
I've been in this place.
I've been in this place.
You're in it now.
Am I?
Well, you should be.
Oh, right.
I'm joking. Joking,
you bitch.
I'm joking.
Go on.
No, you go.
I was
we've
gonna
both
say,
been in this place.
We've both been in this place. I was 19 as well, and I was in this place as well. And I just changed my life. I just wanted to
change your outlook.
Change my
what did you do?
I changed location originally. And I also didn't like being a bigger guy, so it is slightly different. So I did go on a diet and lose weight. I'm not saying you need to do this or you should do this.
So that was what made you happy?
That's what made me happy. But I think you're hanging around with this term of not being desirable. Some men love bigger guys. Love it.
Honey.
You need to go to the Eagle in Manchester. You honey. Will. It's amazing.
Simple solution. You need to find your tribe.
Yeah,
said
that's
it. Before,
it. Yeah.
You don't need to change who you are.
No.
I feel like I'm a really bad advocate for this because I have really bad body issues and I always want to change them. And I feel like people might listen to that at home and go, and it almost triggers people that listen to it that are in that position that, do you know what I'm saying? I don't want people to like listen to me going banging on about Ozempic and banging on about this and that and the other and then think, oh, well, it just feeds into how you should feel about yourself.
Yeah.
Because actually, the truth is, and I say this to you all the time, so even though I've lost weight, I always say I don't feel any different.
Yeah. You don't know.
Don't I always say that to you?
Yeah. And
I don't feel any difference. No. So sometimes I'm like, well, what's the point?
Yeah, I know. It's nuts.
So it's just so the weight thing, you can lose weight and still not feel happy about yourself.
Yeah, I lost probably 6 stone in weight when I first went down. And I remember going on a night out and I was getting more attention and I cried to my mum because I was like, I'm still the same on the inside. Still feel the same. But now I'm getting all this attention from people where I didn't ever kiss a boy on a night out. I went out for 2 years. Didn't kiss a boy, but my first night out when I lost the weight.
I can't
three boys I kissed.
For you now. What?
Three boys. I was like, oh my God. But then I went home and I was like, And then that makes sense in my head. And I was like, yeah.
As well.
Sad.
That's where you were going. Like, if you'd have known the you know, to
the
find your
version.
Tribe.
Yeah, of
if
course.
You'd have gone to the Eagle as a bigger person.
Yeah.
You'd have probably kissed more people on the night out than you did when you lost the weight.
1,000,000%.
So I think don't feel undesirable. I think it's about finding your tribe.
Yeah.
And I hate that you're in that headspace, but I've been there, you've been there.
Yeah.
Sam's not even Tory.
No, you have.
I know, I'm joking. Yeah. I don't want to diminish your experience.
Pushed out.
No, I don't want to diminish your experiences.
Yeah. No.
But you're a PT. Can you add to this?
No, it's to say, like...
don't mention macros, I'll kill you.
No, I was actually going to say, like, being a PT and actually working with a lot of other PTs, it does... You don't... If you feel insecure, you will probably carry that...
Forever.
Whatever size you are. I know a lot of PTs who are at the top physique ever, and they are more secure than ever. Insecure than ever.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So no, you're absolutely right that it is.
And they're more secure than ever because
they're so
all
happy.
Hot and ripped. And their whole body is their back. I'm joking.
Yeah, but like the most insecure people I've ever met are bodybuilders.
Oh yeah.
So it is like a whole psyche that really you should. You know, it's good that you're saying that you do love yourself and you should focus on that. More
what were
anything.
The other points in the letter? Because I think I focused on the first one.
It was just to come to terms with the fact. That they didn't perceive themselves as that. Yeah, they.
Well, I think that's what you need to work on the most.
Yeah,
is your own perception of yourself, and I mean this with all the best will in the world, and it sounds so cheesy, but if you can't love yourself, right?
Oh my God, she's gonna say it.
If you can't love yourself, right?
Right.
Then
how the hell are you gonna love somebody else?
No.
Oh what?
Then get in the bin. No, I'm joking. But it is true. How is someone, you know, how are you going to love? How is someone else meant to love you? You need to love yourself. There's nothing more attractive than that.
I think one nice point in this letter that Jack did say is, I love the way I look and I don't want to change. So
perfect.
Like, you should just stick with that.
100% stick with that. But I think it is hard.
Get a new outfit from ASOS, girl. That always makes me feel good.
Do you not think, though, like...
No. I've been in this trackie for about 2 weeks. I take it off to wash it and put it straight back on.
Fab.
Sort of makes me feel good. I wear it.
Do you not think there's loads of, like, within the queer community, though, there's loads of, like, body shaming as well?
Oh,
so
yeah.
I completely understand why.
I think as well, like, because, like, Jack is 19, I do think it is that sort of body shaming is worse when you're younger.
100%.
I think when people grow up, I think the people around you are just immature and stupid and they don't realise what they want.
Mm.
And I think as you grow up and I think people become more mature and people start to value...
Yeah, I think if I could put my mind in my 19-year-old self,
yeah,
I probably felt more similar to how Jack's feeling when I was 19 than now, and
yeah.
I'm 31.
Mm.
And like, obviously, certain things have changed in my life.
Mm.
I remember coming off Drag Race, and all of a sudden, like, attention went up tenfold.
Mm.
And I was like, well, I still look the fucking same. What's the difference? Oh, I've been on telly for 5 minutes.
Yeah,
you always have this in the gay community.
Yeah,
find your tribe, Jack.
Find your tribe. There's loads of people out there. And you know what? You are desirable. There's loads of people who will want you. I promise.
Yeah, it's just not us.
It's just you.
I'm joking.
Too young.
To be fair, you are young and you've got your whole life ahead of you.
Yeah.
There we go. That's all I've got to say.
Whole life ahead of you, which, you know, also could only be a week. So get out there and fucking live your life the best you can.
Live your life.
Be free. You know you can have it all. Come on, Sam. I love that song. Live your life. We're just going to sing to the end of the show now.
Oh, no, we need to crown somebody.
Well, let's go through them properly. Don't forget, you had the voice note at the start.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love Air.
You had... Big Dick Chat, and you had Jack.
Well, listen, I'm not going to give Big Dick Chat. Big Dick Jack, who's. Oh, I got all the letters mixed up and combined them. Big Dick Man Child Chat. I'm not going to give Big Dick Chat it because, no. I mean, you know, turn it's off, throw a pound at any fucking Gossip Gaze episode and we're talking about the same shit.
Exactly.
It's between she, her, and Jack for me.
For me, I resonated with Jack a lot more. Personally,
yeah.
So I'm gonna go, Jack.
And is that a criteria for a gossip goddess?
No, it's a relatability.
I think so. Yeah, if I relate to the gossip, then yeah, I'm crowning it. Oh, if I liked it, then I should have put a crown on it, and I am. Down.
Well, I'm gonna say she her just for balance, and let you decide, Tim.
Now, bearing in mind he is a PT, so he should go my way for.
Stop trying to sway the judge. The final decision. No one wins anything, by the way.
No,
we should start giving out mugs and that, but we just started spending the budget on a soft set.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I like Jack. Yeah. Jack can have it.
Sorry, there we go. Yeah, perfect. I love you.
There we go.
Well, that was a nice chat. Nice ep. Thanks for coming along and listening to our first ep back together. Yes. Sorry if it was a bit all over the shop.
So tune in on Monday. For our Brucey bonus episode. And remember, if you want to get in contact with us, we want more stuff like we've had today, don't we?
I love questions,
love
queries,
questions, yes.
Trauma stories. We love trauma.
What else do we love?
Medical issues.
Yeah, what else?
Sam's kind of got... What have you been trained in?
Just in
you
general?
You can put plasters on people and stuff, can't you?
Yeah.
Pump them dolls.
Do that. I can badly do CPR.
Bad CPR.
Yeah.
No, don't write in with any medical issue. Imagine people start sending pictures in like, fucking, what's that horrible show?
Embarrassing bodies.
Let's do that.
You'd have to pay me a fortune to get my fistula out on TV.
I'm sure they did celebrity embarrassing bodies.
Oh my God,
would you go on that?
No.
Would you not? Get your fistula out?
I mean, I'm Z-list enough as it is without going on something
If the
that
money
bad.
Was right, would you get your fistula out on telly?
Yeah.
I knew you would.
Would you ever go on to I've Got a Fistula, Get Me Out of Here?
Yeah.
Fab. Well, if you've got any of that, get in contact with us via the methods of letter. You can email us letters at gossipgazepod.com.
By the methods of what? Letter?
I mean, email. Bloody hell. Well, email us letters at gossipgazepod.com, DM us on Instagram at gossipgazepod, or WhatsApp where you can send those voice notes. It's
amazing. We do love a voice note, and we can disguise your voice. Because we managed to disguise Morgan's voice in that first clip.
Yes, we did. We did. So, yes.
Listen, girls, gays and theys from myself, from producer Sam, producer Lily May, Niall, who pushes knobs in the corner, and of course, my beautiful co-host, Billy.
Me.
We love you. That's the whole team. And yeah, we're going to have another coffee. We're gonna power through today because it's a really hot, hard day for us here. I don't want to get upset at the end of the show.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
I just thought I'd give it some levels.
The Gossip Gaze.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.